You do not have to wait for everything to be perfect to start. What happens when you do that is the things you tell yourself that you need to do before you start to overwhelm you.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here, and I feel blessed to be kicking off this year and this episode. All right, so new year, new vibes, y'all. Let's get to it. I'm going to tell you where my mindset is. So this episode will be all about how to start, okay? If you're someone who has been thinking about starting a particular side hustle or thinking about pursuing a new interest of yours, but you keep on procrastinating, this is the episode for you. Or if you're someone who already started dabbling and started your side hustle already, but kind of been playing around and you know you really need to commit and go full force with it, this episode is also for you. But if you haven't already, make sure you go back and listen to episode 231 before this one, okay? In episode 231, I shared everything you need to know about how to figure out what your side hustle should be. So this is not the episode for that. You should have listened to 231 and done the exercise I shared so you can finally narrow down what you want your side hustle to be, okay? Now, even I know that deciding what your side hustle should be is just the first part of the equation. Knowing is only half the battle. Ask me how I know. The hardest part of the battle is actually starting that side hustle. You know how they say just start? That's way easier said than done. A lot of my guests have said that, and I know, trust me, that's way easier said than done. I know this for a fact because last year I came on here and I told you guys about my YouTube channel that I am going to start, but I still have not recorded and uploaded a video for said channel, okay? That is my confession for y'all today. But I know what I'm dealing with and I'm ready to push through it, so I'm kind of letting you inside my head as I go through this process, bringing you along and hoping it helps you too. I figured that I cannot be the only one in this boat. I can't be the only one who has made big plans and has not acted on them or who has started, but is really kind of playing around because you're letting your nerves get to you. So I thought, what better way to chronicle me pushing out of this mental block, pushing out of this phase and this headspace and out of my nerves and bringing a side hustle idea to fruition, then to share it with you all on the podcast. I really, really hope it can help you too, because let's face it, we're just stalling. You might not be, but I know I am when it comes to this. I know when I am stalling. And stalling for me happens for one main reason. I'm trying to be perfect. Plain and simple. I'm trying to be perfect and I'm overthinking the actions that I need to take. The thing about overthinking it is it can create a spiral and this hamster wheel effect that it's very, very hard to get out of, even when you know it's counterproductive and not necessary. So with my YouTube channel, for example, I find myself in that overthinking loop. Even though I knew I wanted to keep it simple, I found myself ordering new lighting equipment, redecorating my bedroom since I plan to do some filming in there. Heck, even ordering new hand towels for the bathroom since I plan to do some filming in there. You know, I'm going to do a hair channel, so I'll be doing some hair tutorials. And I found myself focusing on all the wrong things. And then I just have to keep having this talk with myself, talking through it, recognizing too that this is part of my process. The stalling is part of my process. The starts and stops is part of my process. So I'm not beating myself up for this. I'm recognizing what's going on. And I said to myself, girl, you know what this is, right? These are stall tactics, things you do because you're nervous to actually start. But you have nothing to be nervous about. So I'm going to put an end to my stalling today, and I invite you to join me. By the end of this episode, I want you to say no to your own stall tactics, okay? First of all, recognize them and then say no to them. Say later to your own excuses and join me for the next 4 weeks in a Side Hustle Pro bootcamp where we are all going to push through and start our next side hustle. All right. So although I use the word boot camp, this is not going to be a strenuous ask. OK, we're not going to be exercising. We're not going to be jogging. We're not going to be doing 30 days of like crazy stuff. I call it boot camp because that's the best word I could think of. I wanted a one word thing. Right. But this is something you absolutely can do and everyone should join. OK, why? Because it's a simple way for us to hold ourselves accountable, stop being intimidated by our dreams, break things down into super, super small achievable steps, and big each other up when we get things done. Essentially, I wanted to hold myself accountable, want to share it with the world, but I also want to help you guys too. So if you're interested in joining this bootcamp, head over to sidehustlepro.co/bootcamp to join. Here's what you're going to receive: a weekly dedicated email with side hustle tips. I'm only sending this particular email to boot campers, so I'll give you some tips for that week. I'll also share behind the scenes of my own journey and starting my YouTube channel. So you guys are going to see a little bit of my process and you're going to see me go from zero to actually launching it. I may even include some video. We'll see, you know, how this entrepreneur mommy life, what it allows me to do. So I'll, you know, just share a link to a private video just for the boot campers. And again, this is really to encourage you all each and every week. Plus, we'll have weekly check-ins in the Side Hustle Pro Facebook group just for us. All right. So finally, I'll send out a big recap at the end of the 4 weeks, which are basically just going to be all the tips that I've shared throughout the 4 weeks in case you missed it. Again, only to the boot campers. So you have to sign up at sidehustlepro.co/bootcamp. All right. Now let's get into 3 tips to help you get started on your side hustle. Okay. This is week one. So tip number one, approach this week like this is the week you get down to business. I want you to ignore the impulse to put it off. Ignore the doubt in your mind. Ignore the reasons why you think it won't work or why you think you're not ready. And fight that urge. Fight that urge to pick someday in far in the future to start. You know, stop saying, all right, I'm going to do this in Q2. I'm going to start this in July. Just stop putting it on some date in the future. You know, when it comes to my podcast moguls, a lot of times when I would get on the phone and they would talk to me about their forthcoming podcast, they would say, yeah, and it's going to launch, you know, April 15th. And mind you, this would be in December or January that we're talking. And my first question was always, why so far? Why so far away? This is an 8-week program. You can launch literally in week 3 or even next week if you want to. But it's all about what we tell ourselves about why we can't do it yet. So remember, we don't have to wait for everything to be perfect to start. And that's the key lie that we tell ourselves. But you do not have to wait for everything to be perfect to start. What happens when you do that is the things you tell yourself that you need to do before you start, this list of fake things that you think you need to do starts to overwhelm you. So what happens is we push it back further and further and further because we are overwhelmed. Let's de-overwhelm ourselves, okay? Let's scale it all the way back. Something that I often tell myself when I see myself in this loop and I start feeling overwhelmed is, what is the simplest way that you can get started? What is the most basic thing you can do to get started? And that's what happened with this podcast, right? I started with a laptop and a mic. I started in my living room, later moved to my bedroom, and I've still kept it pretty basic because otherwise I will get overwhelmed. There is no fancy studio. There is no crazy equipment. I keep it very basic. Right now I'm coming to you in my closet. I'm looking at my sweaters and my jeans, and it makes me feel comfortable and at home. And so that's what works for me. The most simple thing that is going to get you started, go with that route first. Now, instead of getting overwhelmed, let's do this week with this tip, okay? So I told you that tip number one is approaching this week like this is the week you get down to business. So what you're going to do is you're going to get a notebook. You're going to write down your plan. You have to make the plan and work the plan, okay? You do not need any kind of fancy outline, no business plan outline, nothing like that. Just write down what your vision is. What's your plan for your side hustle? What do you want to do? Why? Here are some things I wrote in my notebook this Monday. I wrote down the vision for my YouTube channel. I wrote down the different kind of content I want to create. I wrote down some inspirational and motivational words and reminders to myself. So I love to affirm myself and remind myself that I can do this, that this will be great, that the right people who, you know, need this content will find me and will be grateful for it. So those are the kind of things that I tell myself. Then pick a launch date and work backwards from that date. So I wrote down my launch date in that notebook. I wrote down the launch date for my YouTube channel. I'm only going to tell the boot campers. I'm not going to share it right now, okay? It's coming, though. I'll let you know when it's coming. Then I implemented a tip I got from my virtual mentor, and I'll share more about virtual mentors and how to get one in next week's episode. Then I decided how I want to, you know, do my content. So like a rough schedule, something like planning all the content mid-month for the next month and then aiming to record all of my content in the first 2 weeks so then I can have the last 2 weeks to kind of relax while I think creatively about the next month. So I started kind of thinking through a process, right? So your plan has to include what your process is going to be so that you can actually do and fit this into your schedule. Because remember, a side hustle means that you already have some kind of main hustle going on. This new thing is going to have to fit into your life. So you also have to make a vision for how you can see this working in your life. Then start preparing. I wrote down the days I'm going to film which videos. I planned out what I'll need. You know, okay, I want to film during the day so I can get some sunlight. I'll probably just want to plan out what I want to wear, plan out how I'm going to do my hair, the tools. You have to plan out all the elements of your video and think through how much time is this going to take me. And then go from there. This is my way of getting down to business. This is my way of making the plan and working the plan. Choose what your way is, but get started, okay? This is the week I get serious. This is the week you get serious. You have to make the plan and work the plan. Tip number two. Do the work, not the fake work. I couldn't figure out a pretty way to say this, but essentially what I'm trying to say is we are not going to count fake busy work that makes ourselves feel good but doesn't actually move the needle. You know how sometimes you have things in mind and on your to-do list that you're going to do and you know it's going to make you feel good, aka read a million articles, finish that course, look up some more YouTube videos on how to start a YouTube, speaking for myself here, and all of these things that make you feel like, okay, I'm getting prepared. However, that is not actually doing work, okay? What we're going to count is doing work. To me, researching your industry is pre-work. Watching videos is pre-work. It's great. It's helpful to know, but it's still not the work. To give you an analogy, reading articles about your industry and doing competitive analysis is like taking a vitamin or a pre-workout before your workout. It's still not the actual workout. You still have to do the exercise to see the results. So tip number two is to do the work, not the fake work. I can research other YouTubers until I am blue in the face. I can watch a million videos on how to start a YouTube, how to edit videos. I can do that until I am blue in the face. But none of that matters if I don't actually record my own videos and upload them and start my channel. Are you following me? So what counts as the work is finalizing a name, signing up for that name, testing out my camera and microphone, recording a video. I might want to do a practice run at first to see how the audio sounds, but then what counts as the work is the actual work, what will go on my channel. Another thing that counts as doing the work is sticking to the plan. So on the day I've scheduled to do my recording, actually doing the recording, that is doing the work. I've always been big on just-in-time learning anyway. So when you take your Skillshare courses, when you learn things, do that research, learn it, and then prioritize the work. Learn, then implement what you have learned. Take your vitamins, then do your exercise.
Hey guys, it's Nikayla here with a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. There's a lot to love about being your own boss, But trying to figure out your financials on your own isn't one of those things. Luckily, there's FreshBooks, the all-in-one accounting solution that's built for business owners like you. FreshBooks takes all the not-so-fun parts of running a business, from building and tracking invoices to organizing expenses to managing online payments, and automates and simplifies them, saving you up to 11 hours a week in the process. FreshBooks has your back at tax time, too. With a ton of reports to choose from, you'll know exactly where your business stands, and you can easily hand the keys over to your accountant so they can take over when it's time to reconcile everything for the year. Try FreshBooks free for 30 days, no credit card required. Go to freshbooks.com/sidehustlepro and enter Side Hustle Pro in the How Did You Hear About Us section and get more time back to build the business you love. Many thanks to Skillshare for sponsoring this episode. No matter what 2021 brings, you can spend it creating something meaningful with Skillshare's online classes, because time is what we make of it. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. You can explore classes on marketing, freelance and entrepreneurship, graphic design, and so much more. I just checked out this really cool class called Creativity Unleashed. Discover, hone, and share your voice online. It was right on time and what I needed, because it guides you through how to determine your individual value as a creator, how to overcome those insecurities that hold us back from creating content, and how to establish your core theme and more. It was so important as I grow as a content creator. With Skillshare, you can find inspiration as well and learn how to express your creativity. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/hustle and get a free trial of premium membership. Again, Side Hustle Pro listeners, head over to skillshare.com/hustle to get a free trial of premium membership. Tip number three is to decide on a schedule, okay? Here's what mine looks like right now. I plan to move my Side Hustle Pro recordings to Tuesdays. My podcast episodes will continue to be released on Wednesdays. My YouTube recordings, I'm starting on Fridays. And then my YouTube episodes will be released on Mondays. I have my production schedule for the year mapped out in Airtable. That is a program that I particularly like. You don't have to use that program. It's actually can be a little pricey. You can do this in Google Docs or Google Sheets, whatever works for you. Map that out and have a way to visually see what your plan is. That works wonders. Spoiler alert, schedules are subject to change, and that's okay. That is a big secret that we don't talk about enough, okay? So the important thing is that you make that production schedule and you have a plan in mind. If things have to shift, for example, if I realize, you know what, I'm too beat on Tuesday nights, by the time I get to record, I can't do that. Like, I can't come in with that weak energy for my guests, then I'll shift it back to Sundays. Or if I decide that recordings on Fridays are too tricky, maybe I'll shift that to Saturdays. I will go in with that plan and adjust accordingly. So another thing that sometimes holds me back, I know, is being a little bit nervous to like put something down in hard writing and in ink, because I'm like, oh my goodness, what if I change my mind? What if you change your mind? That's no big deal. Just change your mind. So at least start by setting out a schedule. Don't call it your tentative schedule. Don't, you know, tiptoe into it. This is my schedule. This is firm. And if things need to shift, then let them shift. Finally, here is a bonus tip, tip number four for you guys on how to get started. Tip number four is to hold yourself accountable. When I started podcasting, I announced my podcast was coming on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, and I did a countdown leading up to it. That's one way that I held myself accountable. I also had a mastermind at the time, which was a group of fellow side hustlers. As we worked towards our goals, we shared it with each other, we met monthly, and we held ourselves accountable. but I don't get to connect with my mastermind in that same dynamic as we once did. And so right now I am doing a lot of this on my own, and I really miss that accountability. So although I announced that my YouTube channel was coming on Instagram, I didn't have that same group to like share and keep me on task, or, you know, want to come back and share my progress with. And so now I'm creating that for myself. So I thought, why not take it up further, one level, and do this whole like bootcamp challenge for the month. Here's the reason why holding yourself accountable is so powerful. Holding yourself accountable is doing yourself the most important service of all. It is prioritizing your goals and your dreams and saying, you know what, I'm important, this is important, and I deserve time to pursue my dreams. And it is doing that for yourself. And it's also speaking up. It is putting it out into the world, to God, to the universe, that this is what I want. It's one thing to keep your dreams and your visions of what you want to do in the future in your mind, but it is another thing to put it out there. When you put it out there, that shows that you believe it can happen. When you keep it in your head, it's almost like you don't believe it's possible for you. The first step to claiming that it is possible for you is sharing it with someone else. So that's the power of holding yourself accountable. Because once you share it with someone else, you give yourself permission to say, I can do this. I believe I can do this. Why not me? Another thing that we wrestle with is this concept of, am I the person to do this particular side hustle? Oh, someone else can do it better. Oh, I'm not qualified. Oh, all these are the things that you tell to yourself. But holding yourself accountable, and here's why I want us to hold each other accountable and do this within the bootcamp. I want you to experience that power of when you tell other people, and the default when you tell other people is they believe you. They say, that's awesome. And sometimes they even see it for you before you see it for yourself. They're like, you would be perfect for that. Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And you need that. Not only can you affirm yourself, but now others can affirm you. And this only happens when you're around the right people, of course. And if you don't have the right people, come on down to sidehustlepro.co/bootcamp, because I will be your right person and I will big you up in the same way that you will big me up. We will big each other up and we will be each other's mastermind. Now, I don't want to overpromise. Like, we're just starting out with the emails and with the Facebook group accountability check-ins, of course. I'm sending that recap guide, but who knows what this can become. So I'm going to keep it organic for now, but I do know that I just love that aspect of supporting one another. So that is the ultimate goal. Before we go, I just want to say one last thing. I was inspired to start my latest side hustle for a few reasons. I've always been fascinated by natural hair. I went natural back in 2004. And from that time, it's been a journey from, you know, rocking my little puff every day to discovering hairstyles, to discovering products as more products came on the scene, and figuring out how to do my hair. And I remember watching YouTubers, but before YouTube, like going on those natural hair communities and things like Fotki and things like that to figure out how to do my hair. It's always been such an involved thing that I loved. I love discovering it. I love being like the first of my sisters to go natural. I love being the first of some of my friends. And I love that process. In addition, I was a part of a Google group that evolved into Curly Girl Collective, as we talked about when they were on this show. So for a moment in my life, I thought about pursuing a business devoted around natural hair. And while I pulled back from that to go to business school, I still very much love talking about hair, and particularly the protective styles that I've been able to do and wear. So oftentimes people ask me about hair, and obviously I have a podcast. So other than interviewing people who create products that I love, I really don't have a space to share that side of myself. So that's how the idea started and came about. And I also, for a second, thought, oh, man, like, everything I do from here on out has to be professional. Professional meaning, like, it has to have a point. It has to have a goal that I'm getting to. And not everything starts out that way. As a matter of fact, this podcast didn't even start out that way. So I am giving myself permission to start something, even though I don't know where it will lead. That's actually, when I think about it, how the Side Hustle Pro podcast started, I did not know exactly how it would evolve. And that's the same thing with this YouTube channel. What I do know is that I have a passion for this. I love talking about this. People always ask me about this. And I'm ready to create my own content around it, okay? So I'm pushing forward because the longer I wait, the longer I'm holding back rich content that will enrich someone's life, that will help someone else who, you know, might need some of my tips and advice. I am also missing out on connecting with more of my tribe who may find me via YouTube and may have similar interests. And the longer I wait, the longer I'm missing out on becoming the next phase of Nikayla, the one who could have her own TV show or appears more on video and TV. You know, who knows what the next evolution of Nikayla is. If I hadn't started this podcast, it wouldn't have evolved to where it is. This is my fifth year. Can you believe it? It went by like this. So now I'm starting to think, well, where do I want to be in the next 5 years after this? And I don't get to that next phase unless I start what I'm starting right now. And I know that I would love to see more TV in my future. So I'm getting started with more video. I want to also create more opportunities for myself. So when I say create opportunities for myself, I mean, in order for people to reach out to me, they have to know I exist, right? So in order for people to know what I'm passionate about, I started Side Hustle Pro, and now producers and the like reach out to me to talk about side hustling. So that's what I mean by creating opportunities. Like, I don't think I'm God or anything. But instead of waiting for someone to put me on, why not put myself on? So, to recap, you guys, it's a new year, it's a new you. Here's how to start your side hustle this year. And if you'd like to be a part of this endeavor, go over to sidehustlepro.co/bootcamp. Here's what you'll get: one email a week for bootcamp subscribers only, sharing my tips for moving forward that week. This works because it's like the friend that updates you on her progress, so you know you need to get moving too. You know, iron sharpens iron. That's the method that I'm going for. And of course, you can reply to these emails. Let me know what you accomplished that week as well. And then head over to our community, Side Hustle Pro, where we're going to do weekly check-ins in a thread. And here's another reason why this works. You want to have something to say. So the more you see people checking in and giving updates each week, the more you'll want to as well. So join me over at sidehustlepro.co/bootcamp. Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in this episode. I know what I need to do. I know that I'm going to be tip number one approaching this week. Like, this is the week I get down to business. I've already started, like I shared in my journal. Tip number two is I'm going to be doing the work, not the fake work. So actually going to be starting to test out my recording equipment, doing all of that. So I am prepared and securing the name and things like that. And then tip number three, deciding on a schedule. I've already done that, but I encourage you to do so as well. And bonus tip number four, hold yourself accountable. All right. So I will talk to you next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.